It is Thursday, September 19th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo calls the attack on Saudi Arabia an act of war. Meanwhile, an alarming promise made by Trump to an unknown foreign leader is reportedly what sparked the high-level whistleblower complaint that is currently being kept from Congress. And lastly, a day after Trump denigrates the homeless, Bernie Sanders unveils a $2.5 trillion housing plan for all.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Wednesday said attacks on two oil refineries in Saudi Arabia were carried out by Iran, calling it an act of war. Saturday's attack on Saudi Arabian oil refineries knocked out 5.7 million barrels of oil production per day, adding up to 5% of the global daily production. Tehran denies directing the attack. The Hill reports that Pompeo told reporters off camera Wednesday that the attack was directed by Iran, shrugging off claims by the Houthi rebels in Yemen that they were responsible. Japanese Defense Minister Taro Kono told reporters Wednesday that he has not seen any intelligence indicating Iran was behind the attacks, and France's foreign minister said Tuesday that he's not aware of evidence demonstrating Iranian involvement. The Washington Post reports that a high-level whistleblower complaint that triggered a tense showdown between U.S. intelligence and Congress involves President Trump's communications with a foreign leader. The Post reports that Trump's interaction with the foreign leader included a promise that was regarded to be so troubling it prompted an official in the U.S. intelligence community to file a formal whistleblower complaint with the inspector general. Trump spoke or met with at least five foreign leaders in the weeks preceding the whistleblower complaint, including Vladimir Putin, Kim Jong-un, Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan, the Emir of Qatar, and Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte. The acting director of national intelligence has refused to hand the whistleblower's complaint over to Congress at the apparent advice of Trump's Justice Department, sparking concerns that the acting intelligence chief and the DOJ are subverting the law to protect Trump. I think we're way past sparking concerns here, right, folks?
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Bernie Sanders released a new Housing for All plan on Wednesday aimed to tackle America's affordable housing crisis. Sanders' announcement comes on the same day Donald Trump rejected California's plea for more funding to fight homelessness. Sanders' plan lays out a series of ideas to rehabilitate America's public housing, make rent more affordable, strengthen tenant rights, end homelessness, and make it easier for people to purchase a home. He also carved out a section dedicated to combating gentrification. One specific proposal aimed at speculators within the plan, a 25% house flipping tax, would be levied against people who sell a non-owner-occupied property at a profit within 5 years of purchase, and a 2% tax on the property value of vacant owned homes in the hopes of bringing more units onto the market and discouraging speculative real estate investments. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Politico reports that Speaker Nancy Pelosi has told Democrats that Corey Lewandowski deserved to be held in contempt of Congress, then and there, for his combative performance before the House Judiciary Committee. The AP reports that Israel is preparing for the prospect of a third election on Thursday, 2 days after an unprecedented repeat election left neither Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu nor his rivals holding a clear path to a coalition government. And a new Fox News poll finds that 59% of voters are extremely interested in the 2020 presidential election. That's 27 points higher than around the same time last presidential cycle, and only 1 point off the record 60% extremely interested the week before Election Day in 2008. Businessman Daniel McCarthy, running as a primary challenger in the Republican Senate race in Arizona against Martha McSally, suggested this week that the U.S. should annex Mexico. McCarthy says doing so could solve the nation's immigration problem. There it is, folks. Republican ideas.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.